What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace, that you visited as well.
That's true.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever. But the opportunity is in the partnership and what we can build together.
Yeah, that was the Canadian Prime Minister there, Carney, yesterday, Mark Carney, in the Oval Office. And he says Canada will never be for sale. And then you had to keep listening because that's all the headlines this morning. Canada will never be for sale. Never, ever. And at the end, the president quoted James Bond and said, never say never. They didn't include that in this. I thought it was important because you're not going to see it in many of the headlines this morning. We've got John Pudner with us right now, president of Faith and Family Action. And John, what was your take on the Canadian Prime Minister's performance yesterday?
Well, I think just thrilled that it wasn't Trudeau. You know, first takeaway. I think you can disagree without being disagreeable. I thought, you know, they were both firm. Trump has stayed very firm on, you know, we're not looking for you to provide our steel and cars. We want to build our own infrastructure here and with fair trade deals. But it's friendly. I think it's friendly. And Trump obviously saying, hey, we are friends. And Carney saying we want a partner. So, you know, that's all good. And, the 51st state, I think comments and all, was in a reaction to Trudeau. Guy had been pretty self-righteous in criticizing and was very popular at the beginning of Trump's first term. But, you know, by December had a 22% favorable, 74% unfavorable in his own country. So I think Trump wanted to make it clear that Trudeau wasn't coming here on equal terms. He was an unpopular guy from a much smaller country. And I think this is nothing but good to have a new leader in, even if he's liberal.
Yeah, there are wants and there are needs. And we want a fair trade policy with Canada. Canada needs trade with the United States because if the statistic I saw is correct, roughly 80% of the goods coming into their country come from America.
Wow. Amazing. Hadn't seen that stat. Our economy is 10 times as big. I mean, it's $29 trillion versus $3 trillion. So, you know, and obviously it's the one place they don't need a boat to get stuff. So they've got to have trade over that border. You're correct.
It was obviously cordial when they met yesterday, but you have to wonder if that will be the same moving forward, because things could get contentious if, you know, Trump doesn't give in to Carney, which I think is kind of what he ran on, was, you know, I'm the best guy for you, Canada, to be able to take on Donald Trump. And then I think that was what was so odd about it, is how he kind of changed his tune yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. And let's see how much flack he gets from liberals back at home.
Right.
You know, the Trump derangement syndrome is not limited to the confines of the U.S. So, you know, does he feel like he, you know, he's coming off a win? It was nice for him to do the quick visit, you know, right there. You're often at your most popular right after an election win. Good time to feel like he could come over and be friendly. I enjoyed William Shatner was on Fox News last night. I thought he had a funny line. He said, you should have just come out and said, we'd really like to make the U.S. our 11th province. And I think Trump would have laughed harder than anyone, just a friendly back and forth to get things going.
He would have. And in the middle of this, we had this conversation here on the show yesterday. There, with the election of the Labour Party again, a couple of the provinces have talked about seceding. Saskatchewan is one of them, maybe Alberta. They're right above Montana, basically there. They've said we don't want to be associated with, what you did to the truck drivers and how you've treated some of our citizens by locking up their bank accounts because you disagreed with something they said. And we may want to separate. So apparently there'd be two different votes, John, one to secede and the other to consider joining the United States.
Yes, and wouldn't that be something, for all of the left making fun of the 51st state, then, well, maybe the 51st state is not the whole country, but it does sound like it's possible. And I don't know if I'm not in the tax bracket, but if I were in the 70% tax bracket in Alberta, I might think it was more attractive to be in the 51st state, I would think.
Yeah. Do you follow Kevin O'Leary at all?
Just a little bit,
yeah.
Yes.
So yesterday O'Leary was talking about what's going on with this whole thing, and the reporter for CNN really kind of quizzed him, but the president promised this and he promised that, and he hasn't carried through on any of it. And this was O'Leary's reply to her. I just want to play this.
I understand about the bombastic nature of Trump, but you got to look at the signal. I mean, where are we right now? Are we resetting trade rules with every country, the 17 major ones, leaving China out, as I said? Yes, including the Indian story, which last week looked like it would be the first to get signed, not done yet. But if it's true that India ends up being a standard of maybe, let's call it 10% tariffs in both directions, that's a major win.
Yeah. CNN wanted him to admit that Trump made all these promises about cutting prices, but he's really raising prices. I don't know if it's partisan on their part. I suspect it is, or just an inability to see the forest.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris for the trees.
Absolutely. I would guess if you looked at every successful business deal Trump said, you could probably go through and say, oh, he never got the asking price. He never expected to get the asking price.
Yeah.
This is part of the negotiating, the art of the deal. I mean, this is him at his core, and he's going to ask for more than he expects to get to where he ends up needing to be. So, yeah, CNN wants to say, we had 10 boxes, and he didn't really check any of them exactly. But America's in a much, much better place than who cares.
Well, I think it's just a matter of time. And O'Leary also pointed out that if you compare where the stock market is right now to where it was April 3rd, for example, it's bounced most of the way back without a single one of these deals being done, which just shows that it was an overreaction. And, you know, I have faith that if they sign this India deal, the others are going to start falling into place pretty quickly, and the market is going to explode.
Yeah, I think when you cut a deal with a billion people, that's pretty significant.
Yeah,
I think you're right. India is the true leader.
Any speculation on what that big announcement could be? Could it be some sort of a deal with India? Or I don't think it'd be China, but I mean, could it be?
Yeah, I don't know. And one thing I have learned over time with Trump is he does not like people to speculate on what he's about to say. So I've tried to avoid that like a death trap every time I can.
Boy, that's the truth. John Putner, listen, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. President of Faith and Family Action. He actually worked for George W. Bush back in around 2000. One or so. He briefly worked in the Bush administration. But, yeah, I think this is going to end badly for CNN and the others that are every day. If you watch MSNBC, he's failed. He promised he was going to bring prices down. Here's my gripe here for just a minute. Can I just gripe for – I got to get this off my chest. I drive a diesel truck. When I bought it 5 years ago, diesel was less expensive than regular. Then that flip-flopped, and then COVID happened, and then diesel was a dollar more a gallon, and now it's all the prices have started to drop, and I was able to get diesel for $2.91 a gallon the other day, and I haven't seen it below $3 in a long time.
Hmm. Wait, what's unleaded right now? Is it like 2?
Well, it was only 10 cents less.
70? Okay.
Yeah, I see. It was at the Mobile on the Run where I got it there at Mid Rivers Mall Drive and 364, mm-hmm. There's a Mobile on the Run right there, close to the Home Depot. It was under $3 a gallon, and unleaded was within 10 cents of that. So the gas prices have started dropping. There's a QT at the end of my street.
Mm-hmm.
That QT still has unleaded or diesel for 40 cents a gallon more than the Mobile a mile away on Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And there's a QT in St. Peter's, there in Old Town St. Peter's, right across from Mid Rivers Mall, where it's also under $3 a gallon. So my question would be for QT, you're all paying the same price for the fuel. Why can one of your stores charge 40 cents a gallon more for it? Are you really making a 40 cent a gallon profit on that diesel? Or are the other guys taking a loss to get you in there? I doubt it.
QT does have good food, so maybe people are willing to pay more money because they want that ice cream cone or the made-to-order
but
food.
That's what irritates me. The price has been $3.29 for 6 months, and down the street you can get it for 40 cents a gallon cheaper. So that irritates me.
I doubt
me.
That will last, because if everyone realizes that and starts going to the other one, I mean,
I may pull a Karen and go talk to the manager.
You do that, Mark. You let me know how that goes.
I will.
Could you record your interaction?
I'll record
for us?
It. Hey, I want to talk to the manager. The what to explain?
Don't
this
you know
to
who I am? I'm kidding. Mark doesn't do that.
Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. What are we talking about?
We need to talk about this whole measles quote unquote outbreak that people are freaking out about. All the local TV stations are saying that everyone should be panicking if they went to the aquarium because some unvaccinated person went there and then went and ate at a restaurant. When I was little, things were much different, and I'll guarantee things were a lot different when you were younger, Mark. We needed to break this all down.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.